Well, I'm holding a book called Why Would Anyone Want to Go to Church? Valid question. Why does church matter? How can church be different? We're with the author and pastor of Eucharist Church in Hamilton, Kevin Makins. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Kevin, first of all, describe a typical Sunday at Eucharist Church.
Well, a Sunday at Eucharist, in a lot of ways, looks very similar to many communities. We're about a 10-year-old church, so we have less tradition, maybe, or less of a way we've always done things than other communities. But in a lot of ways, things look very ordinary. We've got sermon time, we've got music, we've got some liturgy and praying together. But in some ways, also, we like to get experimental and try to respond to the unique place that we are and the unique time that we're in. So we also have Nap Sunday once a year where everybody takes a nap on a pew. And we have all sorts of little made-up holidays along the year. So again, our congregation in some ways very ordinary, and in other ways is a reflection of the place that we are and the people who have gathered.
Wow, that's very biblical. I remember Jesus having a nap.
We took at least one nap, and we're gonna take him up on that.
Okay. Well, with many watching different online church services during this pandemic, maybe for the first time, when we can all get together again fully, what might be people expecting when they come? I mean, it'll be different.
Yeah, I think this online moment is fascinating. It does give us a very wide range and allows people to kind of zap themselves into different communities on a given Sunday.
Yeah.
But I would say that what you see on a video on Sunday is just the tip of the iceberg of what church actually is. So like a sermon is great, music, beautiful, but really church is a community of people called out to live life together in the way of Jesus. And that you really can't capture, no matter how good the Sunday video is. And so for people who are kind of experiencing church for the first time or who have walked away, maybe you're re-engaging, I'd say, you can get a sense of a place by watching those videos, but you really have to get close enough to engage with other people. I know close enough right now is not something we're doing, but as we re-engage together, you've got to be able to enter into relationships with other people in these communities and be able to find these elements of church that are not as easily noticed in a live stream.
Okay. Well, just from the title of the book, Why Would Anyone Want to Go to Church? It sounds like you have some history with church. Can you tell us about it?
Well, in so many ways, I had a story that many others had. I was raised in a church. I was raised in a Lutheran church, and it was a great experience, but seemed sort of irrelevant in a lot of ways. And I think a lot of people at a certain point in their life go, does this thing really matter? What are we really doing here? And so when we started a church with a couple of people on the edge of faith 10 years ago, we were really trying to figure out, what is the point of this? I can go anywhere to catch a good concert. I can listen to TED Talks online. I have no shortage of information around me these days. Why would I go to some building and some service to be able to connect when I really could do this online or in many other places? But really, there are these things about church that are so unique and so countercultural that they are actually more relevant than ever before. But sometimes they're not the things that we immediately notice about church. And so that's a lot of what the book is trying to get at, is pointing out that in so many ways, church doesn't make sense in the modern world. It's completely outclassed. But there are these beautiful things that are tied to not necessarily going to church, but being the church together.
Mm. And you write that the church can be good and bad. Huh. We always think, I'm going to go to church because I'm going to turn to the good side. So we don't think about anything bad with church. So why do you call it both?
Yeah, well, anyone who's been a part of a church knows that there is the good, the bad, and the ugly in church. That when you get together with the church, you are putting yourself in a vulnerable place because you're surrounded by people, and people hurt each other. And so the church has been, for many people, a source of pain as well as of hope. We've all seen churches that, have harmed people. We've seen churches that have maybe lost the plot on what it means to love God and love others. And so for a lot of people, the church has been a place that hasn't been all good. And I think we have to acknowledge that for many people, the church has been a challenging and painful place. However, the church has also been, for so many people, a place of life and forgiveness and vitality and connection to God and connection to others and belonging and community. And so I think that we need to be unwilling to throw out church altogether just because it's been expressed in some ways that it may be more painful or more challenging. Instead of throwing it out, we really need to reclaim the church for all she was meant to be.
Hmm. Kevin Makins is the pastor of Eucharist Church in downtown Hamilton. And he's written a book called Why Would Anyone Go to Church? It releases today. Thanks, Kevin.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.